LGBTQ.
Dave Radio, Fridays at noon on CITR.
Wow, wow, Dave, you're so sway. Oh, Dave, I like your shave.
And we're the Daves. I'm David Bedenick.
I'm Dave Campbell.
I'm Dave Frank.
We're the Daves.
And you're listening to CITR FM 101.9.
CITR Radio.
And these are the days of our lives.
It is Friday the 12th of January 2017, and this is Dave Radio with Radio Dave on the radio. We're broadcasting live on CITR 101.9 FM. And normally we'd be streaming on the World Wide Web at CITR.ca, but our website is down. We're having a little server trouble. So you can pick us up on the air. We'll still give you all your favorite stuff. You just don't have access to the website for a little while. But as soon as it's back on, we'll let you know. Anyway, we're doing all this from our studios, underlooking the agora of the palatial student nest on the Musqueam territory of Auxonne, better known to you as the Point Grey campus of the University of British Columbia. On the program today, there's some new plays opening up this weekend. We'll tell you what that's all about. Plus the Shindig semifinals, week two, is happening on Tuesday night, and we'll give you a preview of that, fill you in on some other happenings elsewhere in Vancouver this weekend, plus the usual call board and lots of local music. It's Vancouver's go-to hour for local independent theater, film, and music, and it starts right now. Don't touch that dial. All right, let's get right into some music. This is an old friend of the show, an old friend of Vancouver. It's Eugene Ripper and the Wreck of the 97.
They gave him his orders down in Monroe, Virginia. Son, you're running way behind time. This is not the 38, it's the old 97. Better get a dispenser on time.
Thank you.
All right, now we're ready to go. Tuesday night is week two of the Shindig semifinals. Our annual Battle of the Bands, our showcase of local bands that happens every Tuesday night throughout the winter at Pat's Pub, which is also known as the Hastings Mill Brewery on Hastings Street and Dunleavy in the beautiful downtown East Side. So let's see. Our website's down, so I can't give you all the details. But I do know that we got three bands coming up on Tuesday night. You've seen them before. They were up in the fall, and they made it through the first round, and now they're coming back for more. The groups are, in this order, Mittens. Never been able to pronounce that properly, even though we had them on the phone one time. But anyway, they'll be performing. We're also going to hear from Mama Rude Gal, who took their night in November. And we're going to start off with one of our own programmers here. It's great, the great Eric and Afrolusion with Blessed. It's there, really, seriously. I just forgot to edit it. There you go.
Blessed. All the shit that's on my mind, all that pain, all that stress, I just gotta unwind, I just gotta progress, and I'm feeling so blessed,
so blessed,
and I'm feeling so blessed,
so blessed.
All the worries on my mind, all the pressure on my chest, I just gotta survive, I just gotta progress. Growing up, I was confused. What to do, a young dude from Kiambu? Should I listen to my pops or should I mimic these fools? Should I skip a couple classes, get flunked out of school, or should I stop being a fool?
What?
Use them skills as a tool to alleviate my fam. Mama crying, goddamn, not again. Time to make some serious moves, time to come up with a plan. On that come up, understand, it's a climb. Count the steps one at a time, get that knowledge, yeah, that's power. I'm just trying to get what's mine. Turn that dream to a dime, mix my gin with some lime. Reminiscing about the times that we used to just kick it.
Just
pretty shorties in the parking lot, pimping and we sipping.
Yeah.
She just wanna get to know me, I just wanna get them digits. Now I fidget as I think about the life that we're living. So much thanks I'll be giving. And I'm feeling so blessed.
Blessed, bro.
And I'm feeling so blessed. All the shit that's on my mind, all that pain, all that stress, I just gotta unwind, I just gotta progress. And I'm feeling so blessed. And I'm feeling so blessed. All the worries on my mind, all that pressure on my chest, I just gotta survive, I just gotta progress. And I'm feeling so blessed. Dog, man, I'm feeling so blessed. All the shit that's on my mind, all the pain and all that stress, I just gotta unwind, I just gotta progress. Took a trip overseas, now all I see is brothers killing each other over G's as another mother grieves. Yo, this system's a disease.
Man, shut the fuck up, why you gotta be conscious?
Like you're smoking on some trees. I just wanna feel the breeze. All my life has been a struggle on my knees, like please. Lord, please, could you help my niggas out? We've been living in the dark, we just need another route. Now I'm living in the light, on the stage every night. Feeling caged, no J's, but I'm still taking flight.
That's right.
Getting higher than the vocals on Mariah. I might just let the mic breathe. I've been working on the flow, now it's tighter than the knot on her weave. What can I say? I'm just living every day, praying for another day. And I'm feeling so blessed. And I'm feeling so blessed.
So blessed.
All the shit that's on my mind, all that pain and all that stress, I just gotta unwind and I just gotta progress. Yo, I'm feeling so blessed. And I'm feeling so blessed. All the worries on my mind, all that pressure on my chest, I just gotta survive, I just gotta progress. Feeling so blessed.
This one's for you, mama.
I just gotta survive, I just gotta progress.
Thank you.
Booker K on the beat. Feeling so blessed.
Man, I'm recording this shit in my closet, you know what I'm saying? No acoustic phone with nothing.
But I'm feeling so blessed.
I don't have everything I want, but I got everything I need.
Debit card, credit card, max dollars. But I'm feeling so blessed.
It's so hard to feel blessed, but you know what it is.
Feeling so blessed. Yeah, I'm feeling so blessed. Feeling so blessed.
Count your blessing. Shit could always be worse. Trust me. Wake up every morning 9 to 5.
We all blessed.
Get back home at 5 to 9. No sleep.
And I'm feeling so blessed. And I'm feeling so
anywhere. I'm hunting, you think you're intimidating? Oh, yeah, I'm soft, but I mean though. Move back so don't ever get too close. Yeah, I'm soft, but I mean though. I'm soft, but I mean though. Stay broad with my team though. All my natives and my niggas and my gringos. Said I'm soft, but I mean though. I'm coming and rude and I'm bringing the truth. Anyone giving truth is a gun. We banging these boots and we be so up true. So it's wrecking the mic that we on. We banging the news, you'll be seeing it soon. If I give you my time, it's an honor. Can't be a goof like Madonna. Be a poster for warning. Now stand back, here's a cutter. Every group gang track slap like Jutta. Every day we spinning it, doing just what we wanna. We steady on the grind and eventually on the come up. Yeah, sun up, put me on the grids. Heavy coming with it, always focus on the biz. Do it for myself, always do it for my kid. Never gonna stop, nigga, this is how I live. Yeah, emulator, you're emulating us. Formulator, can't delegate to us. Force more prime when we elevating. Max hair breach when we entertaining. Now hold up, what I give them all a little bit of, yeah. Real bars, come and kill it. When I hit you with this shit. Yeah. Na 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 na. I'm running gonna far out. Na 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 gonna win. I'm gonna win. I'm gonna win. I'm hunting. I'm hunting. Think you intimidate me? No. Yeah, I'm soft, but I mean though. Move back, so I never get too close. I'm soft, but I mean though. I'm soft, but I mean though. Stay raw with my team though. Got my natives and my niggas and my gringos. Said I'm soft, but I mean though. You intimidate me? No. Yeah, I'm soft, but I mean though. Move back so I never get too close. Said I'm soft, but I mean though. I'm soft, but I mean though. Stay broad with my team though. Got my natives and my niggas and my gringos. Said I'm soft, but I mean though. Avert your gaze, nigga. You'll be feeling some kind of way, nigga. The world is what I made, and I will never slow down till I'm getting paid, nigga. Behave when I put you in your place. Mama Empress has spoken. You reply, okay, mama. And never will I accept any disrespect. Train, I'ma bring you the drama. Talking all the shit, but you cannot back it up. Boy, slow down, bro, put the lips on the cup. Get turned up, then I'm gonna run out of fuck. So hold up, turns out I was born with none, huh. So take a chance, realize I warned you though. Won't get it past, gon' burn slow. I and I always running on the low. Take your eyes off and I'ma rub your blind, how you go? I know you see my curls on my cheek. I know you hear my soft ass beat. I know you know my time ain't free. I know you creeping my IG. I know you thinking she's so sweet. Till you hear this napalm that be licking on my teeth. With the mic on the beat, got you jumping on your seat like damn. She bringing a jam, she might be the man, she might be the man. Now don't get it twisted. I be the business. I be the missus. And at the same time, I'm a mistress, paying the visits, making them vicious. Yeah, that's me, put the booty on the D-H-O-P-E, the one and only. So just say destiny and show it, show it. I'm hunting. Think you intimidate me? No. Yeah, I'm soft, but I mean though. Move back so don't ever get too close. I'm soft, but I mean though. I'm soft, but I mean though. Stay broad with my team though. Got my natives and my niggas and my gringos. Said I'm soft, but I mean though. You think you intimidate me? No. Yeah, I'm soft, but I mean though. Move back so don't ever get too close. Said I'm soft, but I mean though. I'm soft, but I mean though. Stay broad with my team though. Got my natives and my niggas and my gringos.
So there you go. That was Mama Rude Gal, MTHC. We also heard from Mittens and the Afro Illusion. They are all going to be at Pat's Pub Tuesday night for Shindig.
Hey. Yeah, no, I'm just at Shindig.
That was a really inspiring set.
CATR and Discorders Battle of the Bands. They've been hosting it pretty much all year at the Hastings Mill Brewing Company, formerly known as Pat's Pub, every Tuesday night. It's the semis. Yeah, well, there are 27 bands and 27 winners, but these guys really aren't playing around to take the Shindig crown from last year's winner, Little Sprout. Yeah, coming out. You could win a free beer at Jokes or Beers. And watch these bands battle it out for some rad prizes provided by our sponsors.
Silver Fox Postering, Nimbus Recording, Cannery Brewery, Pandora's Box, Vadermaster Studios, Rain City Recorders, Mint Records, Music Waste, Live from Thunderbird Radio Hill, Hastings Mill Brewing Company, Sixth Cent Press, Blue White Studios, and Print Print.
The second round of semis is January 16th with the Afrolution, Mama Rude Gal, and Mittens. Yeah, see you there.
Did they say Mint Records? So that's a band called The Pit. They're playing at the Princeton tonight, along with Sam and Friends and The Furniture. And I'll have more to say about that in a minute.
Nikkei National Museum's Hastings Park 1942 exhibit marks the 75th anniversary of Japanese-Canadian internment. Visit the exhibit until January 13th to see Japanese Problem, a contemporary performance piece which offers a glimpse into a dark episode of history at the Pienese Livestock Barn. Nikkei National Museum is located in Burnaby and entry is by donation.
Okay, I guess things are conspiring against me. I was going to talk about something else, but it doesn't want to talk about it, so I'll just have to talk about this. We're having a little technical difficulties here on the old radio show. So what I want to tell you about right now is a party at the Princeton Pub going on tonight, featuring The Pit, who we just heard from, plus groups like The Furniture and Sam and Friends. Come out and check some of Vancouver's best local talent at the Princeton tonight. No cover, and you can see them for free. And if you haven't heard them, we just heard from The Pit, and now we're going to hear from The Furniture and Sam and Friends. So it's pretty cool. There you go. That works.
It's too late.
There you go. That's Sam and Friends, and they're going to be performing alongside The Furniture and The Pit at the Princeton Pub tonight. Free show starting at about 9 o'clock. The Push Festival is getting underway next week. Thursday night, I think, is opening night. It's a 10-day-long event that happens every year in January in Vancouver, where theater artists from around the world come and show their stuff. They're doing a special focus on performers from Ireland this year. You can find out the details. You can get the program and buy tickets and all the rest of it by going to pushfestival.ca. But I just wanted to clue you in on one particular show. It's Patrick Keating doing a show called Inside Out. Patrick Keating is an actor who's been performing on Vancouver stages for more than two decades, and he has a bit of a checkered past. Well, as it says in his press release, he's not the kind of guy who leaps to mind when you hear the word criminal. You'd be hard-pressed to imagine him robbing a bank, but that's exactly what he did. And in this enthralling production, he breaks down his years as a repeat offender. His story is harrowing, but laced with wit and plenty of hard-earned wisdom. The show is in the finest tradition of the prison memoir, as riveting as fiction, but with all the authenticity of documentary. Your notions of criminality will be shaken, perhaps broken altogether, with humility and integrity. Keating stands before us as the violation of a stereotype, whether romanticized or vilified. Lawbreakers play a central role in our social narrative, but rarely do we get to hear them speak for themselves. This is one chance you shouldn't miss. Inside Out is going to be at Performance Works on Granville Island, and that's, let's see, it looks like they've got three, four shows. And from the 17th to the 21st, it's tickets are $39 as a single, or you can get a push pass to see it along with all the other great shows at the Push Festival. So as I said, if you want to book tickets or find out more, the website is pushfestival.ca. Also opening this weekend at the at the Fire Hall Theater, the Fire Hall Arts Center. It's the Pipeline Project. And this is a show produced by partially by our friends at It's a Zoo, but along with the Savage Society and New World Theater. It's a show that's been in the works for a couple of years now. It is inspired by an article that was published in Vancouver Observer called Extract, The Pipeline Wars. And it's a vibrant and personal account of the ongoing political battle over pipelines. Peak oil, First Nations land claims, and climate change are all explored with humor and empathy in this timely meta-theatrical event. It was written by Sebastian Archibald, Kevin Loring, and Quilomena Sparrow. I said that wrong again. Quilomena Sparrow. And directed by Chelsea Haberlin with associate director work by John Cooper. And it's an entertaining show. It's thought provoking, and it doesn't take sides. It presents the information from all different perspectives and gets you thinking about it. So it's if you're pro pipelines, anti pipelines, you'll find something worth experiencing in this show. It's happening at the Fire Hall Arts Center. It opens it opened last night officially, and it runs until the 17th. And there's a pay what you can performance on Wednesday afternoons at 1 o'clock. There will be just one left on this coming Wednesday, the 17th. So if you want to find out more, we've got it on the Dave Radio Facebook page, or you can go to firehallartcenter.ca. Okay, we're going to take another quick break, and then we'll let you know what's going on at the Rio in just a moment. Our PSAs don't seem to want to run.
Discorder, that free magazine from CITR, has been documenting the best in music, arts, and culture since 1983. Let's see what one man of prestige has to say about Discorder.
What up, though? This is Big Snoop Dogg, and I fucks with Discorder magazine. How about that?
Smoke you every day.
Pick up a copy around Vancouver or f*** with Discorder online at discorder.ca.
If you or someone you know is experiencing challenges with mental health, there are lots of peer and professional resources available at UBC and in the community.
Kaleidoscope is a peer-run mental health support group on campus that meets every Monday, except statutory holidays, from 5 to 6 p.m. in Buchanan Building B, Room 307.
You can visit our website for updated meeting times and additional mental health resources at the-kaleidoscope.com.
If you live in Vancouver and need immediate help, please phone Mental Health Emergency Services at 604-874-7307 or 1-800-SUICIDE for the rest of British Columbia.
I'm Melissa. I'm a settler from Epiquet or Prince Edward Island, the traditional territories of the Mi'kmaq peoples.
Hi, I'm Ben. I'm Jewish and Korean and grew up mostly in Shawnee Territory in the United States.
My name is Autumn Schnell, and I am Treaty 11 Gwich'in and Inuvialuit on my mom's side, and on my dad's side, I am of German descent.
And we're members of the Indigenous Collective.
Do you have a passion for Indigenous issues?
What about decolonization?
Our show, Unceded Airways, airs every Monday at 11 a.m., so come by CITR to hang out.
If you're interested in Indigenous representation and empowerment, or just want to hang out with cool folks who are, then this collective is for you.
Email volunteer at CITR.ca to get involved.
Without the help and support of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theatre, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theatre, visit their website at www.riotheatre.ca.
Tonight at the Rio Theater, it's Kitty Knights presents a live rock burlesque tribute to to David Bowie. In honor of both the day of his birth and the day of his passing, Kitty Knights presents a new version of their sellout live band burlesque tribute to the incomparable David Bowie. Few artists have changed the face of music as much as this innovative, iconoclastic legend, whose career spanned decades and influenced millions of artists. They present their hot and heavy band, accompanying a cast of fabulous burlesque artists as they pay celebratory tribute to this legendary superstar. It happens at the Rio tonight. That's at 8 o'clock. Tickets are $20 in advance. You can get those on the Rio website, or you can show up at the door and pay $25 for a show well worth the price on that. And tomorrow starts a 1-2-3-night event with Greg Sestero. He is the man who wrote the book that inspired the movie The Disaster Artist, which is about the movie The Room. So let's tell you the whole story here. Greg Sestero, he is immortalized as Mark in the pop culture phenomenon The Room, and author of the best-selling memoir The Disaster Artist. And he will be at the Rio Theater for a night of conversation and laughs featuring double bill screening of both The Room and an exclusive advance screening of Greg's latest collaboration with Tommy Wiseau, Best Friends. Get ready to learn everything you ever wanted to know about The Room from an interactive Q&A, as well as a Disaster Artist book signing and meet and greet with Greg. Maybe participate in one of the Rio's legendary live audience script readings and meet some very special guests. And just a little bit of trivia for you there. The movie The Disaster Artist, which was inspired by the book and was made by James Franco and Seth Rogen, that sort of got its birth at the Rio. When Rogen and Franco were in Vancouver shooting their movie The Interview, Rogen took Franco to the Rio to attend a screening of The Room, and he met with Greg Sestero that night, and it all took off from there. Now, I know James Franco's in a lot of hot water right now. He's not going to be at the Rio. It'll be a safe place, but it'll be a really interesting night. And it's happening, there's three events there. Well, it's one event happening over three nights. It'll be tomorrow night at 7, and then also Sunday night and Monday night at 7. So you get a chance to see The Room, the movie that has caused all this stir, The Room. You get to see their next collaboration, and you get to meet the writer of the book that all this is focused around. So you don't want to miss that. So once again, tomorrow night, Sunday night, and Monday night at the Rio Theater starting at 7 o'clock. And let's see, there was one more thing. What do I have on my listings here? There's a kind of a burlesque circus thing going on at the Fox Cabaret tomorrow night. It's called Lunarium, and it's produced by the Crystalline Cabaret. It's dance, magic, acting, circus, and burlesque come together as a shimmering constellation set within the dreamy electronic soundscape. So that's at the Fox on Main Street on tomorrow night, on Saturday night. I don't know if you can hear that, but there's a live band playing outside, and I'm just letting myself get distracted by it, so don't worry about that. Let's see. It's time now for the Dave Radio Call Board, featuring auditions and calls for crews, musicians, and other contributors for productions around Metro Vancouver. It's our belief that auditions announced here should be open to all genders, ethnicities, ages, and backgrounds. In fact, we encourage everyone to read for everything. Hey, Fringers, applications are now being accepted for the main stage category at the Vancouver Fringe Festival. Main stage venues refer to shows that are placed in a venue supplied by the festival. They include technician, basic lighting and sound, as well as box office services and inclusion in the Fringe Festival program guide. Main stage artists receive approximately 6 performance spots. The festival runs from the 6th to the 16th of September. You can apply by January 26th at noon. So from now until the 26th, you can register at Eventtron.
And you can find that at the Fringe Festival website. There's an application fee of $50. And, of course, there's a registration fee of $600 or something that you have to pay if you are accepted. But the application fee costs $50. So you got to be serious if you want to do a Fringe show. And if you want more information, you can go to the Fringe website and check on the artist page. And then what happens is on the 26th of January afternoon, they will start to go through all of the applications, and then they will be put into a big barrel and pulled out for a lottery to select the actual main stage shows and their venue placings. And that's going to be happening at a special lottery party on the 30th of January. So go to Vancouver Fringe. I don't have the address, but, you know, look up Vancouver Fringe website on your Google. Now, if you're interested in something else like a site-specific event or a bring-your-own venue or part of the Dramatic Work Series, all that other stuff, that's going to be opening up after the main stage lottery. So once the main stage thing is underway after the January 30th, then they'll open up for all the other Fringe events. So keep your eye out for that. Look at the Fringe website and get your application in now. There's an acting school in England called East 15 Acting School, and they are preparing their classes for their upcoming programs. So they're holding auditions and interviews at Carousel Theatre on Monday, February 5th. And they're accepting applicants for the MA or MFA in acting, MA, MFA in theatre directing, and BA in acting. That's going to be happening at, as I said, Carousel Theater on Granville Island on Monday, February 5th. If you want details on each course and find out how to apply, their website is www.east15ac.uk. Theater in the Raw is doing Incident at Vichy by Arthur Miller, directed by Jay Hamburger. That's going to be happening in April. The auditions are happening now until Sunday at the Theater in the Raw rehearsal studio. Auditions are by appointment, so give them a call, 604-708-5448, or go to theaterintheraw.com to find out how to book your appointment. The casting requires primarily men, but there is possibilities for some cross-gender casting and a very broad age range from 19 to 70. So it looks like an interesting play you want to check out for that. North Van Community Players doing Crimes of the Heart. It's a dark comedy by Beth Henley. That's happening at Hendry Hall in North Vancouver in April. The auditions are tomorrow, and they've cast everything except for the character of Barnett Lloyd, who is a man in his mid-20s, bright, ambitious, working his first real case. Didn't I mention he's a lawyer? Anyway, if you want to find out more, go to northvanplayers.ca. Fraser Valley Gilbert and Sullivan Society. I know they don't like to be called that anymore. They're just FVGSS, but neither is easier to say than the other. They're doing Gilbert and Sullivan's Iolanthe, directed by Jacqueline King. That's happening at the Anvil Center in New Westminster in May. The auditions are on Sunday in North Delta and Surrey. And, I guess they're just in Surrey. And you can go to their website to find out more about that. Theater Under the Stars is holding auditions for 42nd Street, their second show of the summer, which will be at Malcolm Bowl. And the auditions are at Malcolm Bowl, too, all this weekend. You can go to tuts.ca, T-U-T-S.ca, to find out more information on how you can get an audition for that show. The United Players of Vancouver are doing a show called Enron by Lucy Preble. This is all about the great financial collapse of the Enron Corporation in the early part of this century. That's happening in March at the Jericho Arts Center. The auditions are on Sunday afternoon at the Jericho Arts Center. Speed Bump Theater. The play is called Communion by Daniel McIver. It's happening in April at Havana on a Commercial Drive. The auditions are on Sunday. The address is 350 East 2nd Avenue, so just east of Main Street. I think it's in one of those artwork buildings there. And they're looking for two women, one to play Carolyn in her 40s and Anne, who is in her early 20s. The play explores the dark past of relations and what is needed to repair a familial bond under the pressures of religion, recovery, and a ticking clock, and it asks whether some bonds are too damaged to mend. You want to find out more? You can go to speedbumptheater.com. Stone's Throw Productions doing Lovesick by John Cariani, and that is directed by Jamie King, who hopefully we'll be talking to in a week or two. Lovesick is a collection of 9 slightly twisted but totally hilarious short scenes. It's an 80-minute romp exploring the pain and the joy that comes with being in love. An unromantic comedy for the romantic in everyone. That's happening at Pacific Theater in April. The auditions are on January 15th. They are looking for 1 male and 1 female performer between the ages of 25 and 40. You'll be required to play up to 8 characters. Actors of all ethnicities are encouraged to submit, and they are at pacifictheater.org. Deep Cove Stage Society doing the Lerner and Lowe musical Camelot. And that is going to be directed by our friend Shalene Scott. That's happening in June at the Deep Cove Theater. And the auditions are on January 21st at the Deep Cove Theater in North Vancouver. And you can go to deepcovestage.com to find out more about that. Theater West Band doing an Agatha Christie Go Back for Murder in April at the K. Meek Center. Auditions are January 21st, 23rd, and 24th. Sidekick Players in Tsawwassen doing Kiss the Moon, Kiss the Sun by Norm Foster. That show's in April, and the auditions for that one are on January 21st and 22nd at the Tsawwassen Arts Center. Looking for 2 females, 20s to 60s, 2 males, 30s to 40s, and 1 character in their 50s who could be either male or female. And director will cast according to talent and appearance. If you don't fit into any of these age groups, but you think you can get away with it, don't hesitate to come out and audition. Let the director reject you. Don't reject yourself is what I'm saying here. Our friend Tanya Mathivanan is doing a play called The How and Why by Sarah Treem for Enigma Theatre. That is happening in May, and the auditions are going to be held at Carousel Theatre for Young People and also at the BC Binning Studio at UBC. And Enigma Theatre is spelled A-E-N-I-G-M-A to find out more about that. Let's see. Oh, there's a little bit more about it. The play depicts a conversation between 2 generations of women scientists. One woman between 40 and 65, the other woman's between 24 and 36. If you're older or younger than the age is suggested, but feel you're right for the role, please do audition anyway. All ethnicities are welcome and encouraged to audition. No previous experience is required, just passion and commitment. So that's Enigma Theater's The How and Why. Dusty Foot Productions doing Probability for the Up in the Air Festival in May, and that's going to be at the Kulch, and those auditions are happening in February. Looking for 3 females, actors of all ethnicities, gender identities, and abilities are encouraged to submit. And finally, Gotta Sing, Gotta Dance, Back to the Future. That's looking for young people between the ages of 9 and 19 who love to sing, dance, act, and perform. Those auditions are happening in late March or early April. If you want details on these or other on any audition notices, you can go to the VancouverActorsGuide.com or Vancouver Public Library at vpl.ca. And if you have anything else that you'd like read on the air, you can share it on the Dave Radio Facebook page or email DaveRadioPodcast@hotmail.com. Hey, the Sumner Brothers, who have been very good about sending us material, they've got a new CD coming out. Actually, it is now available. It's called To Elliot, Remembrance of Wolf, and this is a very personal kind of tribute album to, it's dedicated to their friend Elliot Way, but it's a tribute to his deceased dog, Wolf, and it's a collection of some very sentimental and sweet and heartwarming songs from the 50s, 60s, and 70s. And the one that I've picked to play for you here is a song called Little Green Apples.
And I wake up in the morning with my head down in my eyes, and she says hi. And I stumble to the breakfast table while the kids are going off to school goodbye. She reaches out and takes my hand and squeezes it, says, how you feeling, hon? And I look across.
across with smiling lips that warm my heart. See my morning sun. And if that ain't loving me, then all I've got to say is God didn't make the little green apples, and it don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime. And there's no such thing as Dr. Seuss, no Disneyland, no Mother Goose, there's no nursery rhymes. God didn't make the little green apples, and it don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime. And when myself is feeling low, I think about her face aglow and ease my mind. Sometimes I call her up at home, knowing that she's busy. And I ask her if she could get away and meet me. Maybe we might grab a bite to eat. And she drops what she's doing, hurries down to meet me. And I'm always late. She sits waiting patiently, smiles when she first sees me, cause she's made that way. Now if that ain't loving me, then all I've got to say is God didn't make the little green apples, and it don't snow in Minneapolis. There's no such thing as make-believe. Puppy dolls, autumn leaves, there's no BB guns. God didn't make the little green apples, and it don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime. When myself is feeling low, I think about her face aglow and ease my mind. God didn't make the little green apples, and it don't rain in Indianapolis in the summertime. There's no such thing as Dr. Seuss, no Disneyland,
Last week, we had a conversation with Bohan Bridge, the writer and director of Above the Hospital, about millennials trying to make it in the as artists in the 21st century world of Vancouver. And that gets underway. That's going. That has opened. It opened tonight, or it opened last night, and it will continue on until the 21st of January. It's at the Redgate Review Stage on Granville Island. Tickets are $20, and you can get them at mtstheater.com, or you can pick them up at the box office at the theater 30 minutes before the show. And that's it. That is our show. Thanks a lot for spending your lunch hour with us. Remember, if you have a song that needs airplay, a show that needs audience, an audition that needs actors, a class that needs students, or a film shoot that needs background, we're here for you. Send your details to daveradiopodcast@hotmail.com, and please like us on Facebook. If you missed any or all of today's show or want to relive glorious moments from the past, you can check out our podcast archives at citr.ca. Once it's up and running again, and you know what? I'm just going to take a second and see if I can get it to open. And in the meantime, I'll just remind you that we've got great programming coming up all through the day. And at 3:30, our dear friend Napkin Boy will be here with Nardwar the Human Serviette Presents. Dave Radio will return at this same time next week. And it doesn't look like the site is loading yet, but keep trying, CITR.ca. We'll be back real soon. And I'll be back at this same time next week. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.
You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
All I hear is your heartbeat, the pounding in my ear is the only thing that I can hear. And you can't stop me.